Bold my Simon Shinta Zain Seftes. The Simon Shinta Zain Bikkur Sugya of Seido, the 19th Malacha Lam Tes Malachas. Coming now, we're focusing on the Sugya of Shchita, the 20th, the Tfilas Shama. So that's Seftes and Sefiod. That means there's no other Mara Mokarim or Makar of Tfilas Shama in Shulchan Aruch. And this is the place, and the reason is either.
Shchita is 26.
Okay, I thought it was the one after Seder, no?
Seder was 25.
Oh, okay, could be I got the wrong numbers.
Seder's number 26 according to the mission.
Okay. It's one after Seder. So the reason for why, because after Seder leads to the act of Shechita, and also in Simchas, we discussed the Sugya of Chavala, which the mission brings down together with Seder, or what is the Issa of Chavala, Machlokes among the Rishonim, one Mahalach, Rashi, Mechulin, maybe over here, and Tesis, Mitzal Sugim Til Shomo, therefore leads to the case of Til Shomo, the Sugim of Shechita. Siftas is discussing the Sugim of Kinim and Parish. What is a Parish or what is a Kino? So Machlok is showing him. Tesis and Afid Bezum and Aleph Bigzan, the reading of the needs, he wants to say that a Kino is something that is black, that jumps. However, a case of a Parish is something that crawls. Maisa, the Rishonim do not seem to go this way. They seem to see if I cared. That Kino is a louse that crawls over here. Mashenkin, a parish, is something that's black and that jumps. And therefore, Lalochor, that's Hanam Mechaber, and the place can bring down that Kinim are a case that crawls. And the louse, which case of a louse? Mashenkin, a parish, is something that's black and jumps. Now, some Rishonim bring down the lotion of white, some don't. So let's put the white to the side. The case of a parish is something that's basically black and jumps. This is a third Malachim among the Rishonim. Put down Derech Agav in the Bialocha, that discusses that a parish of their times, not the parish of our times. The parish of their times, Gemara says, when you kill a parish Chayiv, I have parish of some offer, says the Ramban and the Rashi Daf Yabez and Shit Luan Daf Kuf Zayin, because they're different parishim. The parishim is Manachazal with Nama offer. Ours are, therefore, ours are Mutter, theirs are Osir. So it comes out, what is a parish of the Fib Shot among the Rishonim? Either parish from their cruels, second mouth something that's black and jumps. The third option, different parishes that we have, ours not the same with those that they had. The Maestro, we come along to say that Lalocha, the parish, is a case that's black and jumps. Now, to get to the Sugya, we always have to discuss two things.
It's a flea,
a tick. Okay.
They all say it's a flea. Except for ours. No one says it's a flea.
It's black and jumps. That's what it is. Now, we always have to realize there are two cases, a parish and a kino. And we always have to really discuss lalocha to make it practical of five different lalochas. The sugya of Arigo, the sugya of Seido, the sugya of Muksa, the sugya of Bayer, and the sugya of Grazes. So to start through, first the ones that are more focused on this page over here. The case of the sugya of Arigo, by the case of Akina Saya Parish, is the sugya by Osik of Zaino Base. More big down. A brisa, the Rabbeinu says you kill a kina on Shabbos, kilu a harga a gomal. As if you killed a camel on Shabbos, therefore you chayiv. The Rabbeinu says the ma'aseh it's mutter. The Gemara explains that both of them learn out from the same Rabbeinu of Elim. The reason why the Rabbeinu hold it's mutter because Elim are par of Ravim. Therefore, anything that's par of Rava, mash enkin. The case of a kina is not par of Rava. The Gemara has a question from Parish by the Sugya of Seido, the case of kina. In fact, the Gemara said that Ariga Karamis, you can ask Kashim to Sigil from Seda to Ariga, and not Tali Zebazah. That means you have clearly we have things that do not come from a Zohar and a Kevo. If you read the Mishnah Berurah slowly, he has five different situations when things do not come from a Zohar and a Kevo. Now, different halachas is a case when it comes from offer, from dirt, a case of Glolim, from dung, a case of Zaya, from sweat, Paris Mechuber, then Paris that's Tolish. And each one seems to have a different halacha and how to apply it. Go through each one. First, and it comes from offer, from dirt. Parishes come from offer. If so, Maisa is not part of a Ravo, says Ramban of the Rashbo, the parish bizmanazeh is Maisa mutter. However, the halacha brings down this Ramban of the Rashbo. Says the Ramban says, no, a parish's offer is deraiso. I mean, you have a choice, either mutter or deraiso. Ve'ikin the Pesach would say offer, says the Mishabur, the Magavram, we pass on the Rambam, offer is deraiso, even though it's not Zocho, even though it's not part of a Rabbah. A second thing, Gulalim, coming to the Mishabur, and he says the Loik Magavram, the one say it's Mutter, still even Issa de Rabbonon by Gulalim. A third thing, a case of Zayah from Sweat, He's discussing the bialocha that we pass in the mikra din is mutter, and therefore we're allowed to kill it. So maybe also a suffer of inami because it's tsar, because it's mias over here, and therefore you're allowed to kill it. But the mice it's mutter. We'll get to the gzeres where the mechab discusses. But the ikra killing from mazeya, if coming from mazeya, the ikra din is mutter. A fourth thing Mishra says, a case that comes from Paris that I'm a chover. He said, in that situation, it's nichon leget of deraisa, going to Mogav Ram. When it comes to cases, Paris, that's Tulushim, he says that's a case that's throughout Bonon, but only if the Paris that Tulushim already ratted. That means it comes down in these five cases. He has two cases that are deraisa. The case which Mishra Paskin is that offer is deraisa, and Paris Mechub is deraisa. He has two cases that's throughout Bonon. Case of Glolim, and Paris that are Tulush after they ratted is throughout Bonon. Then the case of Zaya, which is Mutter. That means there are five options, and he has two drabon, two deraisa, and one that's mutter. Negate to us, the sign of a parish, that the maestro we paskin, that person, can we kill or not? So again, we have a shiloh. The Gemara says you're not allowed to kill a parish. A din deraisa. That's what Gemara says. Magabom el rabbi, maestro we paskin this way. La fuke, the Ramban of the Rashba says that our parishes are not the ones that have bismanazer. You're allowed to kill a parish bismanazer. That means we paskin a parish is a din deraisa. The obvious question is, why is it deraisa? Fine, you said a very good deraisa, we have the Rishonim, we have the Rambam. Why? It's not part of a Rava. It's not like the case of Elam. What's the Svar? What's going on over here? That's good for the Taino, the Rambam of the Rashba, the Shita Laran. Why in the world is deraisa? Must be the different parishes over here. But we paskin deraisa. What's the lumdus over here? So the Mishabu has two. Zochan the Kaver. Come to Zochan the Kaver. Oh. Oh, come on, Mishabur, and he wants to answer. He answers, he has two ways of saying it over. The way how the Mishabur says over the Bialachma, the Rambam, that it says, true, it did not come from Zachar and Kever, but right now it has the koyach to be part of Rava, the next generation. That means, true, it came from Ofer. It came from dirt. But even though it came from dirt, the next generation can lay eggs and be a father and a mother. So even though it's Ofer, but since it can be parvu rava to the next generation, the if of offer nechol get of deraisa.
But it's not zochin
the next this one came from offer. But the next generation can that has a that's nechol elam. That's a din deraisa. That's this is over the bialoch of the Rambam. It came from an egg. It was zochin. Yeah, it came from parents. Came from parents. Mishmur says in the Rambam that it. It came from parents.
Parents or parents?
Came from it. No pronouns today. It. It came from something. It came from offer. It itself has another generation to it, says Mr. Grove. It did not come from something part of Rova. But the next generation can, therefore this thing right now is the getter of deraisa. Right. That's the Rambam according to the Bialocha. That's one option. The second Malach, the way how he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, he has a Lashon of the Ran, that the Rambam brings down, that it has the Koyach as if it came from a Zachon and a Kevel. That means it has the Chiyas, that has the energy and the ideology and the koyach of as if it came from a zocher and a kevel. That's what he says in the Mishnah Berurah. You want me to touch words again?
We're not next generation.
So that means it comes out part of a rebel did not come appearance, it's enzyme, has no ruchias to it. This has a koyach, ki'ilu, has life to it. But a stronger, better life to it. That means it comes out that even though we have two ways to answer offer, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Either he says the Mishnah Berurah for the Ran, has the energy like came from Zochan and Kevra, Gamma didn't, and it can't. Or the way it says in Bialocho, that the next generation can have parents to it. There's another interesting option that the Graz seems to quote Lavosh, that he wants a taino that offer, where did all behemoths come from? Pasuk Torah says, Yoimelekim Taita Oretz, came from the Oretz, from offer. So it's like Elam, that came from offer. Just like Elam, in the beginning, came from Oretz. Here also, anything comes from offer as nichol get of elam. Fine, look up the verse. She says it's dindu rabbanon, not deraisa, but dindu rabbanon. So we come out really have choice: rabbanon, deraisa, or mutter. Because the pesukim say deraisa, Again, we have two different svaras, either the Ram svar or the Ram svar, either the next generation that will have children, or has a koyach ki'ilu came from a zakon akeva. That's a parish. Now, Mechab brings out parish is nikra barglos. What is a barglos? Look among the Rishonim. It's machlokes. Some say it's a parish, that's where Mechab went, and therefore be nikra get of the raiso. That's where by the time that's Iran, Mechab goes that way. I said, Hashani, look up the Ramban of the Rajbo, they say a parish nikra get of kino. Baglos is kino, different cases over its motor. But I'm not sure about baglos is, but my colleagues among we show them. A third thing is a kino. Now, can you kill the kino? So again, it's very clear the Gemara daf Yud Beis and Nafkav Zayin, bring down the blood shito, kilo hor gomel. It's a din deraiso. Beisham daf Yud Beis says, you're not allowed to kill a kino, it's an issa deraiso. Atzal Hashani, Beisol says, it's not an issa deraiso. According to Rashi, that's your Abashin and daf Yud Beis, that's your Sheshis. The Gemara brings down a story from Nachman, maybe being Mechol, that you want to hear the snaps of the kinim when you kill it. The Maisa, there are certainly machlokes among the Tanaim if you can kill or not. Aloch Maisa is very clear, the Rav Yishai and Paskin, that there's no din deraiso. Tosfos, Rabban, the Rashi, the Ritva, killing kinim is not nechana get a deraiso. It can't be a case of Zayah. Agav, they point out, when Lun the Sugya of Chashmal, came along Chaznish to discuss, we have a shell of Issa deraiso of Chashmal. It's had a sugya of Baina and Saisar. Why? Because Meimavis L'chaim, it goes from dead, to being alive. That's Baina. And when you shut it, it takes away its life. That's Saisar. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, one of his kashi, he has, doesn't understand. Kinem, you're allowed to kill. L'chua, ain't l'chua shina gadol of Baina L'Saisar, or Meimavis L'chaim, then something that's a living creature over here. And that's mutter. Chashmal, shut now, goes on, put on 5 minutes later, or a second later. That's Boinan Saiser. But something that's living, and you kill it, that's water, says the fellow.
Shalem
Muslim says not child. But it's saying even more against, forget, if I say this thing, Shalem is making the strongest question against the Chaznish.
No, he's answering the Chaznish.
How, again? Something's a living creature. And killing his mutter. But here, electricity is as if it's Meimavis L'chaim. It's not Meimavis L'chaim, let's be honest. It's not Meimavis L'chaim. And that, no problem.
It's not a Torah.
Just like Mekiraya on the Chit, since you can't sew together, the Be'olah says it's not Shaykh.
It
is.
Again,
he's discussing negayet to Korea. You're discussing, I think, so the same thing. Fascinating. Interesting. Rashi Mizam says, of course, the Arif in the case of Kinim. He also points out, Shechita and Yontif, why is it Mutter? One of Bayab and Sasuke Boyan and Saiser. I call it the same thing. Interesting idea over here. Rashi says, this time, it's had Kinim is Mutter. I hear. Now, come on, Gemara Daf Yud Beis and discuss this. Chul Maisel, it's not deraiso. Is there a din derabon over here? So Gemara brings down by Maflas Kalov that we have a Tanakhama says the loch is a person, you should not kill it, but can be mel of a zayrik. You can rub it, you can squeeze it, but don't kill it. Abul Shol says the loch is you cannot be mel, you can kill it, you can rub it, but a person can be zayrik, no problem. Now, the shell is who is this Tanakhama, who is Abul Shol, or what shita are they going in? So among the Rishonim, there are 5 Malchim. Let's keep it simple, keep it a 3 Malchim. We have over here how new Rishonim, the Bialocha brings down, is that the whole Machlokes is Tanakamo, and Abishol is only in Beis Shammai. Says Ramban, says Rashba, says Ritva, says Ran. They are only in Beis Shammai that you hold that you cannot kill a kino. Then the question is there Gzeir in Tanasuki or Moil or not? Tanakamo says there is a Gzeir, says there is no Gzeir, Abishol says there is a Gzeir. We pass on the Basil, so fine, I'll kill it. I'll be Moil it, no problem. One option. A second option, the way how Rashi understands in the sugya, that Tanakama holds like Beisil, that's the reason why Mel is Mutter. Abishol holds like Beishamai, therefore he asks the case of rubbing it. The third option, the way how the Rosh seem to be enticed that way, and the Torah brings down that everyone's discussing in Beisil. And in Beisil, there's a Gzeru ought to perish by killing it. The question is, do you extend the Gzeru ought to case of being Mel to rubbing it? Tanakama says you don't, and Abishol says you do. There it comes out that we have a gzera according to the Rosh and the Torah of even though that killing kinim is the ma'aseh mutter min ha'Torah, we have a gzera kinim up to the case of parish. Therefore, the Mechaber passes this way, one time in the Taz and others, Aloch lemaisa will come to be machmer and say even though kinim is mutter, they're not part of Rava case of Zaya, it's mutter min haTorah. But the Rabbanu have a gzera. Come on, the Bialoch, and he points out, but Maisa the Rosh is a Das Yochid. And therefore he says, Chaim Mustanzer, so he points out, it's against Ramban, against Iran, against the Ritva, against the Rava Magid, against Rashi. Why in the world would Chaysh for a Rosh that's a Das Yochid on a Dindu Rabban over here? And therefore the Mishmur, after the most of other Rishonim, you have the Shmuley Leket, and the Zeruah, and the Meiri, and the Bahag, and the Smag, and make here come out 10 Rishonim against the Rosh over here. At the end of the day, he quotes, however, this Eli Rabba says the same point. And he ends off, therefore, your Shemaim should be Machmer. That means even though the Mechaba says we have a Gzeira over here, come on, Mishmur says, be choshes of your Shemaim. Otherwise, the Nebuchadnezzar Shemaim disagree with Pshat and the Sugyo, and even the Gzeira by Kinem, Durabon, Lamaisa will be Michael. Take it a step further. We're saying that there's an Issa of Gzeira for your Shemaim or the Mechaba Medinoi. However, if you read the Mechaber and the Mishmur and the Paiskim slowly, there are four exceptions even in the Machmirim. Even though we have a Gzer of Kilim Kinim Durabonon, number one says the Mechaber quoting the Rosh. If you have it inside your head, Kinim, since parishes are black and jump, they don't stay inside your head. The only thing you have inside your head are things that cool around, Kinim, that are lice. We're not going to be Gezer of Kinim Otto Parish. And therefore, you take out a Kinim from your head, let it kill it. One exception. A second exception, the Kamal Tad extends the Mechaber and says, who did you have a kino on your basara, on your body? Also, not shkiyash over there to Mechaber to look for kinim over there, for parishim over there. And therefore, this reason would not be gezer kino oto parish. A third exception, the Kamal Mishmur again calling the Taz, that this halacha is dafka being maflas a beged, you're delousing the beged. If you're not delousing, you just been mikra found it, came across it. Death, for that reason, we're not going to come on to be Gezer, a Kina Otto Parish. A fourth exception, Mishmur quotes among Avram, seems to be that way from the Sugyo. When he throws something inside the water, Agam is killing it, it's water. Explains the Machzah Shekel, since there's a heck over here, not doing it the normal way, therefore it's water. That means even if you have a Gzeru come out, there are four times that's water. Number one, killing it if it's in your head. Number two, on your body. Number three, if you're not delousing it, it came by Mikro. And number four, in the case you're throwing it inside water, that's for the Yer Shemaim, not the Yer Shemaim. Stam Mishmur brings down the Chaim Sanzer, the Rosh of the Das Yochid over here. Now, that's the sugya of killing it. The gate is the sugya of Arigo, of Seda, of capturing it. So again, you have to go through the sugya of Kina and the sugya of Parish. First, the gate of Parish, we have the Gemara of Zayin and Beis. The Gemara brings down, Abelazar says Yechayev, Yeshua says Yepoter. What's he said the machloikis? What says that old machloikis? What's the lacha by any meaning nitzoid? Is it chayiv a potter? We know master paskin. It's potter over here. So therefore, avadah is osir. That means shalva deraisa or drabana. We're going to paskin. It's also do a case of tzeid in a parish. However, come on toisvus. He says, but let's say it's biting you. You have a right to take it and throw it off of you if it's biting you. What about other shaynu? What about mechaber the paskin over here? What's the reason? So come along the way how Taisus over brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, either Mishum Tsar like Gozru, or the Losh of the Rosh brought down by the Ran, Mishum Mesasik, not to be biting you. That means the same two Svaras you brought down Siv Zayin, the same two Svaras over here in Siv Tes, either get Mishum Tsar like Gozru, or Mishum Nisait of being Mesasik. Now all this is better when it's on your body. What happens if it's inside your beggar? Not a topic of inside the baggage. So the base is Marach, a deacon places a little bit of a stereo. The Taz the Marach about this question, the Shari team bring down the list of Rishonim Mikan Lakan. Maisa sounds like what's inside the baggage, according to the Mechaber, to be Machmer. Outside of Shani, the Taz, the Maisa wants to be Michael.
Inside the baggage.
And therefore, the Shari team points out, Machlokes among the Rishonim, his Maskon is, it's nothing to be Machmer. However, Ein Limchos to be Adam Akilim. That means the two sides of here, yesh v'yesh, you should be machmer if you can, however if you can't, in them place those who are being makel over here. Now that's the case in Negeto, a parish. Negeto, a kino, is there an iser of tzedo? Read the sugya slowly, it's not that clear the iser of tzedo, it sounds like more that's mutter. How should sugya sound like tzedo is mutter by a kino? By a kino. We'll see. Now, oh, so that answers the question, why? Obviously. I mean, Bish, let me know by Rigo, it's not part of Rava, Zaya, Motor. Fine, maybe Zaya, maybe not. We get to the sugya of tzedek, there's nothing to do with the sugya of parv rava, so why should be motor for? So, the way, again, so the Ramban is very clear in the sugya, he says, tzedek is motor nekina, shidurad says the might is motor. Once for us, says shidurad, what is the reason we are geyser? The Gemara doesn't say that. Right, what's about the case of shechito? You want to say your own drasha? Can zayin?
Oh.
I don't know. It is a bal chai. It's just not chai for Arigo. Again, so it's a bal chai has freedom and it's running away, and you're trying to capture it. Who says they had to say it over here? So Maisa, when the Shita Manani says it over, he says Maisa to capture is only Dindu Rabbanon. And the Dindu Rabbanon, any meaning needs it. Why is any meaning needs it also for? Why is it also for? Oh, so he said the Taz says Sivkon Gimel Sivkon Dal Otamini needs it. Says the Shita Manani, why Otamiso? Oh, Misal Maisa is mutter by the case of a Kino. Who are then? Say it's mutter by the case of a Kino.
We don't say
the
pool.
That's what Shita Levan says.
Every
enemy you're going to kill. No, but it's that you might lead to killing. Not that you will plan to. That's the tendency. You capture things, you kill it. That's usually what happens. Certain things, you want the meat, you want the skin. Once in a while, you want one of the pets. Fine. But and the standard mahalach is a killer. The Maisel again, the Taz says, killing not the way. So the question is, back to this question, why in the world by kingdom is it what to do an act of tzedo? So we have the Tila Dov now, he wants to say it over, he sends you to Alocha in Sivbeis, that over here it's Eni Benita that goes slow over here, and then before he sends it to, it's not Mukhoz and Seder, Alocha and Siv Gimel, and then he puts somehow the two sugars together of Ein Meskavin, together the act of these bugs inside your head by Kinim is Mutter Seder. That's hard to understand what he's saying because Siv Gimel is Ein Meskavin secretion, here's a case of Meskavin, by the case over there is Lo Nichle in Siv Gimel, here's a case of Nichle, I'm not sure what he means, but he's really he's addressing this point. The Abishon Mazam says very simply, no, why? They're slow. I think they're slow. The mice says mutter. Chaim Kineski says they're Talmud slow. They say, Chaim, I, a turtle is mutter? No, a turtle is different. Why a turtle different? Mice, you want to say that's also because the whole men? You want to tell the Be'etzim Kinim, they don't run away from you. They run around in circles, and Be'etzim the Imi Venitzud, and they're like a Bnei Tarbis Legamri that are always there for you. I mean, somebody, people, it's very easy to go get. Everyone will get them unless you're amused by them. But Be'etzim capturing very simple. They're not running away from you.
Parash also.
Okay.
No, Parash is also.
No, I know. You know what Parash is? The fleeing tick. I don't even know what Parash is. You know what Parash is, Kenzine? A turtle, Be'etzim, the min, is trying to run away from you, but it's running away very slowly. That's what, if I said Chaim's words correctly, he's understanding. The tzav is running away from you. As the words are tzav loy holach meher, I will holach. Our kinim loy borachim when he comes to go capture them. A turtle is running. He says he runs slow. So my baby crawls away from me. He crawls away slowly. No, fine, but he's running away. So
why can't you say that the gufa is on your cliff? That's in the government zone. Like tomorrow, she's already on you.
That's the sound court and loses freedom. Why? Touch you doesn't mean you caught me. The way that it's the B'chud HaShani, he wants to say Mishum Salah goes through. So again, some of the reason the Paiskim are grappling with Salah, the Rishon and the Ramban, and the Shulman says Tzeid is Mutter by Kinim, and they get involved with different reasons why that's so. Right.
There's no mina nitzah in this whole type of barrier. Maybe there's no zayir. Yeah, if you go to other animals, but this world of insects, there's no mina nitzah.
Okay. If you have a statement, say that, I'll quote you.
You quote me, I'll say it. You say like clue. Generally say
it. Yeah, he wants to argue, so. I'll quote him if he writes something against you. So Maisa comes out, negate to Arigan Seda, negate to Parish Akino. So it comes out, by Parish, to go kill it is the Raiso, Seda is the Rabbonon, unless it's biting you. Why any minute so it? Negeta kino to go kill it. The locha is and say that both are mutter, except there might be a gezeiro to go kill it, and then we have the four exceptions to it. To make it practical, We have three other things we have discussed: the sugya of Mokshtel, the sugya of Bari, and the sugya of Geizers. So really now, sugya just to finish off the Indian. So to get to Mokshtel, we have to ask Zai Parish, inside the case of Kino. So to get to the sugya of Parish, the loch is, again, what's banning you, allowed to take it off. It already comes on the base station by us, and he quotes to Rosh, why the world allowed to take it off for him? You're even the Issa of Mokshtel. So he sends you the sugya of a Kleitzbu Shusarabim, when you have, let's say, glass shards in the Shusarabim. To pick it up and move it away, means to be a hezek to rabim. Therefore, you have a right to take it off. He also extends it when someone is binding you as a gedek ain hezek to rabim, and therefore you're allowed to take it off. Therefore, there is no muksa when a parish is binding you. That's the gate to parish. The gate to kinim, the loch is even they're not binding you. You want to have a hezek to rabim. Anytime a case of by kinim, they're running around not binding, the loch is allowed to capture them. Maisa, why is it mutter for? So the teal of David. Brought down by Mincha Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos. They want to say Nichon Negedav Graf Shuri'i. It's something that's moist, it's disgusting that you have kinim. Even though sometimes certain people don't mind, the kids at least sometimes. But Maisa, most people, they see it, they're taking out because Maisa's a Graf Shuri'i, it's disgusting. The question they point out, or if so, why did the Rosh say the heter of Graf Shuri'i? Why did it come to the heter of Hezek Barabim? Could be. Don't know what it is. Can't say. Could be. Again, it's the Aura. Again, I don't know what parish is. I know the kinim are. I can show you. But fine. But parish, I'm not sure.
It says that the
moor
is kinim or moor.
Yeah, I saw that. What is this kinim or
moor? It'd be a lochi. It says the word moor. But the moor marriage of parish. Do you know what a parish is?
Margaret, I'm between them.
Can you show me what a parish is? I'll be moist by both. I'm moist by all bugs, I assume. Fine. What's one aura? Second aura is Mishmur is costing taking out kinim from a coat. You know the secret of Graf Shuri is only mocking the Yerosa. And the Mishmur is not discussing wearing the coat, now wearing the coat. Yeshul and the Harbe, come to the Achrenim, point out, why should it be a heter of taking it out of a coat? It's on the Sugil Muksa. Mishlam, it's on you, it's Graf Shuri, it's Makhdi Yerosa, you're living with it. But the coat, don't wear the coat. I don't know why that's mutter for. The way the Chaim Kanievsky and the Chodesh Shonim, the way they want to answer the case to get the Sugil Muksa, is how they come up in the Mahalach and the Chaznish and all over, that we know the Chaznish is Mahalach is, tell me what you're doing. When you break a Chavis, and kas, you say, sir, you do it to get food out, mutter. You open up a rip paper, even this is a kureya, to get the envelope out, the mice says mutter. Says the Chaznish, you have lint on your jacket. You want to take the lint off and move the lint? Also, clean the jacket, you clean the jacket. Who's moving mukso? The mice says mutter. Here's a mahalach and Shabbos, tell me what you're doing. Clean the jacket. He also says the same thing. I'm not moving kinim, I'm cleaning the kid's hair. So they want to tell you, it's nichol geder like taking lint of a jacket. The halacha and simshin base is mutter. The achronim grapple why that's so. And this is very simple. I'm cleaning a jacket. You also, why am I allowed to take off the kinim? Say the chodeshani and mechaim kinyavki. Because I'm cleaning the kid's hair. They would not nichol the sugyo muksa. So vada muksa my says mutter. A second, where are you taking it off from? What are you doing it? I know where it is, even. What? No, that's the geder to muksa. Oh, what about Mitzah Boyer? So, in Simchat Yitzchak, in Chas, the Achronim grapple, they have Numas Malchim. One time is not Nechel get up to Ruiz, Yesh Lodin. So, Mazama has an interesting story. He discusses why in the world can he clean a plate? So, a plate, my cell phone stuck on, off and on, off. So, he says, cleaning a plate is something that you use, it gets dirty, you use, it gets dirty. That's not Nechel get up bar, that's called cleaning. So, ahead, you take out the lice, gets back the lice, you take out the lice, gets back the lice, that's what happens. He said, his example is kinim. He commands the sugya of kinim. That's called cleaning. That's cleaning a plate. Do they like cleaning a plate? Like cleaning kids' hair? Yeah, fine. That's cleaning a plate. There's no difference. All right, as far as... When Lord Barra, maybe we'll try to understand the getter. That's his getter. To get to the sugya of geizes, there are different ways of cleaning kids' hair. One is to use a lice comb. Now, to use a lice comb in Shabbos, come on the Archa Shabbos, it points out, come on always, I think it's lipstick ratio, if not, the whole part is part of the lipstick ratio, of ripping out hairs. Bayam is how the sugya of grazes. Live with the Archa Shabbos, where Rabbi brings down, you cannot use a lice comb on Shabbos, you have to use your hands. Now, it can be done with your hands, might be a little bit more of a terrible, but it can be done. Agami point out, come on the Nishma Shabbos, says if it's Tzar Godel, let's analyze it. Ain't a miscavenge of Geizes. Stick ratio, that's Kilkul, Kalachiad, Mlochosh ain't Trichel Gufoy, Maisa, Sem Kimmel, Mashmi Mut over here. Well, Mishmur will get to why. What? You don't want the Cyrus, but Mishmur does not go that way. But, So, you can say maybe it's not Nichol get of Geis, Nochel de Rabbanon. I'm asking, 100%. Well, you can get involved with that children, where usually the hero is inside of, and they get of Cholish Ein by Sakana. Well, you get involved with the Sugya of Tsar, we know Mishmur says. Children. Just not clarity. We'll get more to the case of pinworms, and we'll get to it with one again. But more, we already had a Chayonim says you want to close the door because it's cold outside. Even one Durabonin can be makel. Here we have 3-4 Durabonins when the kids have been tsar. So again, if you can do it with your hands, kol kavod. If you can't, certainly send Nishma Shabbos, mokum tsar for the kid, certainly what to be semichot. You have side the Ramon Sef Gimel, 2 Durabonins. Even one Durabonin mokum tsar. So you have to know the Archa Shabbos says straight out, cannot use a comb. Not that simple. Again, if you can use your hands, assume that's a better thing you'll do. Do you have to? Yes, well, you have to. Makam Tzal Yeshim is what we say, Mechon. That's to rip out the hairs? No. Now, I think what you mean, maybe, is that this case is discussing the lice, and then the case engaged to the Beit Sakinim, what they call the nits. Now, the nits, the way how the Matthias is, they bring the first, they get stuck very close to your scalp. They're cemented on these nits over here. Their nourishment is your zaya. That means either they got their nourishment, that, the reason why they're very close, not usually nits are out, they're more close. The nourishment of these eggs is your zaya. And therefore, they get them off. So where the combs are, these lice combs, they're very tight. And they usually what happens when it gets these nits over here, it usually rips out the hair. Sometimes it might crush the eggs, but that cloud rips out the hair. And you rather have the hair ripped out than have the egg hatched. So that, to go kill these nits on Shabbos, which is an act of glazes, which right now the bugs are not bothering you, tomorrow might bother you, it might be hatched, but right now it's not bothering you, to come on that case, and it's Shev Kolosi, Nishma Shabbos, that the Choyon never had before for the nits. What?
Do you always get
involved? You're... If you don't, if it's a sub-sick ratio, sub-sick ratio.
We're always getting close.
Maisa, so...
You don't have to call us 30 because...
Do I have to...
No, these are not rabbit comb, it's a lice comb. Lice comb, right. That's for that combing here to make it look nice. Here, the hair does not look nice afterwards. It's purely to get out the bugs. So come down to the core, the best thing is to use your hands. If you need to, for the bugs per se... The one for several times using the comb to go after the nits. I mean, you see no bugs inside. Are you coming just to get the nits on Shabbos? Which is a lot of time you see nits there and you don't want it for the next day. Not that simple to go use a comb on Shabbos. Now, let's be clear what came out. Let me kill kinim on Shabbos. Tzedo, mutter. Mukso, mutter. Borer, mutter. Gezes, be careful. Harigo, the locha is. Comes out, we have a gzero. But in the head, the Maestro do not have a gzero. The question is, Bezman HaChazal, you can kill them. Or Bezman HaZeh. I mean, B'ikir, we come out said, to give all 5 malachas. What happened Bezman HaZeh? That means, the Gemara says that Kinim are not part of a rubble. They come from Zeyo. Based upon that the scientists say today, that we do not have spontaneous generation, that things, everything has a parent, a Zoch, and a Kaver, it's coming from somewhere. And therefore, already Louis Pasteur in the 1600s, whatever scientist, I got the right name, Louis Pasteur, he may cover up the meat and he's sure that it's not possible to have things coming from the rotted food, decaying food. And therefore, already for the past few hundred years, came along the scientists, and they prove, or at least they say, everything that we have is manazel, all come from the Zoch and the Kever. If so, can we kill Kinim Bismanazel? Can you? So already the Pachad Yitzchok of 200 years ago brings a letter from Yudah Baril 300 years ago, Tov Ein Ches, and he writes, Halacha is still you can kill Kinim. The Esther Chaznish, he says, you can still kill Kinim. Michtav Leo and others, they come along from, it seems to be 3 different reasons why you'll kill Kinim. One is the way they say from the Chaznish. Is that true? There are things that right now that are kinim that come from a zoch and a kevel, come from eggs, wherever they come, they have parents. However, did science ever prove That's not possible that kinim do not come from Zayah. You can't, it's not possible to prove that Ofer and Zayah never created a kinim. It's not possible. It's like an atheist cannot prove there's no God. Same thing. You cannot prove the concept that there's no such thing of kinim coming from something that's Zayah. You can't prove that. It's not possible.
That wouldn't help you with that
part. Therefore,
the other case.
We'll discuss the kinim. We'll focus on kinim. We'll say, yeah, we don't have parish. I don't know what parish is. Kinim, the get on Shabbos, you take out the kids here and kill it. Can you? I want to hear the snap. Do you say, like, I'm not going to tell his daughters? The girls take out the hair, the bugs, the daughters. So, the question is over here, you can't prove it. If so, according to a little bit of questions. Very nice, you can't prove it. But my son, numerous of them are a shayla of killing them. It's the deraisa of Arigo. So, why? What's the difference? What he's saying is, since there are those that Chazal say they come from Ofer, and let's go with the assumption that Chazal 100% the other those come from Ofer, those that come from part of Rava. Therefore, since the ones that come from Ofer has no chshivas negates to give Chaim, also those come from part of Rava, no chshivas and Chaim, they're the same thing. Since we see that we're not maksha the life of something that comes from Ofer, this has the same thing like that. Agam, the ban says punk fakert. I know the bialoch means on the ban fakert. Since those who come from Zoch and the Kaver, even those don't come from Zoch and the Kaver, has the same level. L'chur to say that they're ban shvar fakert, if there's no chshiva something that comes from Zeo, who does it looks and it has the same koyach, even if it not come from Zeo, it'll be the same thing. That's chob shan the chaznish. One malach. The second malach, come on the michtav melio, in chelik dalet. He says the aloch is that Chazal, first of all, when let's see a bug that a person can't see. You take a microscope and you go over to numerous cups of water that your eyes can't see. There might be bugs inside. Go over and say vinegar. That was the case, I think, that Chayotim says any vinegar, Chaymetz has bugs inside. The law is, anything that I cannot see, the law is the bugs are not nichel get a bug, the mice in the motor. That's a law of clear, brought down numerous places, Chayotim downwards. No, step by step. That's Aleph. Second, now when they lay eggs, the eggs cannot be seen. Therefore, the eggs have a chshivas of being mandaleso. They start growing and developing from what? From the person's zeah. So when they came into the level of being machshiv in this world, where they come from, who's his parents? Zeah. So yes, it came into the world mitzad our halacha, mitzad the sugya of zeah. What's the halach of Zayah? It's not par of a rovo, as a get it, l'maisi l'adikil on Shabbos. The eggs came from his parents. But it came to the world as nothing, mandalasa. Loinil Torah l'malcha Asharis. And therefore, it came from, it's not here. Mitzad us, it's not here. The moment it came into the world, it came from Zayah. A third idea, how to say it over, the way the Nukhut Sahaba says it over, says if Etzem, when they lay the eggs from its parents, has a zoch in the cable, and also if you take it, you take the kino off from the scalp or from the closest of your head by the end of the year, you put on the floor, the egg will never develop. That means part of developing it is it needs zeo. That means it has three parents, zoch in the cable, and zeo. David wants a tiny, since it needs, I'm saying over the Nuchsa Hava says over, since it needs all three levels over here, David has to get one of his parents is zeo over here. They do get involved with the Olam's waiting for me to say over that who defines when Chazal says certain things. Is Chazal Nichlal Negeder? What is Chazal when they say things based upon Matzias? Go after Bizman of what Chazal knew in those times? Or is it Kilo Nichlal Torah Mesinai? Which one is it? Not a question of us, Shalom Ang Mishonel, Shalom Ang the Paiskim. I know over here they discuss this question also. Baruch Sahava gets involved with it. Rabbi Zephraim says you should cut it out of your safe for even discussing this point over here. Fine, we'll put it to the side. That's not our sugi over here. That means even...
What else is?
That's not our sugi. Our sugi is going to get practically what to go do. Aloch l'maisa. Ashkof is for people who are very choshev. Negate to aloch, even if you say a kind of a mezach in a keva, either mitzal aloch as a getter, or we don't care what the sign to say, it's not part of Rava. Even if it does, the Maaseh has a getter of being nechshiv, not being part of Rava. And therefore, B'shalom Zalman says you can kill it, or Tzion says you can kill it, Yom Zilba says you can kill it, B'shahava of Ad Yosef, B'chaim Kinievsky, B'chaim Zephraim, B'chaim Alocha, Numus HaChem says you can kill them, even B'zman HaZeh. Atzal HaSheni.
starts off microscopic also. Every animal starts off microscopic. What does that mean if the bug starts with something
new? Now, come on the pocket, Yitzchak. No, some of you just have to let it out. And we love each other.
Which pocket?
The pocket is of 200 years ago. When he calls the Buddha Burel, he says, Circle Soif. We have a Shiloh. Maybe that, not to argue that the Chazal does not know what Metzius is, maybe their bugs, not our bugs. Our kingdom might be a different minute, different very over here. So killing it on Shabbos. And they have a Torah Shabbos 100 years ago, so myself a dinner rice over here. And therefore, Biyashu says, we have to be Choshish. Shem Kosi, we have Nevin Sel. And they point out, we want to be Choshish. You can say either one point, the four ones tiny, maybe Chazal didn't know they made a mistake. Chashu Shol. Or we have a second option over here, that the Metzius changed over here. Or, the Chaim himself points out, was a kingdom, was a parish. We have a Shalom among the Rishonim already. Rivim Lenin says that our kingdom is a parish is a kino. So according to Rivim Lenin, what we're killing Betzim is a case of a parish. Anyway, it's Ichai for. See, the Rishonim itself you have to deal with, you have to don. That maybe the Chashash over here to be Machber, not to kill them. Practically, when kids have license on their head, take them out, Mice is Motor. To go kill them, Shiloh. Those who kill them, there's one to be Samichon. Those who don't want to, Mice will kill them for. I don't think they come out any reason. Just throw them into the garbage, throw them on the floor. They don't throw them on the bed, they come back in the bed. But other places, you throw them out, Mice don't go anywhere. You could argue the point, it's Circle Soif, it's Mlach Hashem, Circle Gufoy, and therefore you don't want anything over here when you kill it. Fine, there are swears over here. Mice. If it's not a situation you're killing it, fine. You want to say, Nichol get of Gromo, Ulai. But I don't know any real reason why you have to kill them on Shabbos. So, that's again, but there you're allowed to kill the kingdom. I'm discussing this how they can kill the kingdom. He's discussing I'll killing them because you're allowed to kill them. Gzeira, I'm discussing the Isra Deraisa. Mizmana Zeh, he's discussing Mizmana Chazal. Fine, so Maisa again, kingdom. No Muksa, no Tzedo. No borer, killing it, no real need to go do it. And the gate of glazes, you try to make sure not do the active glazes. Now, how far I take the side over here, it's another case that comes up. Something called Tolem Bipi Tabas. Pinworms in the kids, say, an English backside. It also seems to be more common in this country than other countries. And the kids scratch and hurts and they can't sleep and they need the Vermax and they put garlic place in Malcolm and they couldn't get involved up with garlic over there but that's a good four. Fine, interesting questions. So the question is, Mitzad the Sugar of Tzeda, Mitzad the Sugar of Riga, is it Nichol and Ged of Kinim? That means Kamlul the Chodeshani and the Archa Shabbos and discuss this, they want to say that these pinworms come from Glolim. Glolim is not their Eisel. So they get involved inside the Sugar of Tzeda, inside the Riga. So Mitzad Tzeda, it's any meaning inside. It's one drop on them. Boy, do you want to tie the nickel and the ghetto of the old Tzeda itself? It's only drop on them. Came to Glolim on Shabbos. There's two drop on them. By Yisrael, sends you to the content of the Bialoch and Sifir Beis. But Mitzad for a kid, he can't sleep. Maybe he's what to be Semichan over here. Which is interesting. He says Glolim is a Tzeda drop on them. Which is not why that's so. You could get him out with over here, certainly. And see if the Ramon and Simon Shinchov Chesef Yudzayin. The Moshe over there, every cotton when he's bitzar is a get of chelish by sekano. A chelish by sekano by Yisrael, you can do a shina and deraiso. Doesn't want tiny the chayotam. Even in case you do a bal meis's mutter, yishem in lesmoich. I'm not sure which magavam, but you show me afterwards. They also get the sugya of Arigo. They point out if it's from Glolim, maybe it's not the Arigo deraiso. Again, you have to wipe that so. But also, when they take it out, usually what happens, they die mitzvah in the ear. They get involved, of course, in the sugya of Gromo. Gromo mokmevtit, maisa, sadramon, simit shin lamadal, it's mutter. But when they point out, if you think about, we have to get a look at Sif Yud, what's the look called? Wait to Machrov. The look is that Ariga is mutter. And Seidel is mutter. These things are rotting after you, their kids can sleep, they're biting, they're inside, they're moving, and they just can't handle it. That's a chud. Mamish alochet zefiud, and the alochet zefiud that Seder and the Riga mutter kol watsim with the clone. Why it's not a case of parish? We'll have to get to where the clone are. Bez Hashem, but the chud is mamish the alochet zefiud, and for the alochet zefiud built upon that, put Seder and the Riga should be mutter. Again, maybe we'll have to answer why parish is not mutter when they rot afterwards. When the betzim comes out, Negate to Regal, there are four reasons why to Michael. Number one, they're from Glolim, not Zachon the Kavor. Number two, the Riga might be a case of a grum over here. Number three, you can argue Negate to Riga is Ainim Eskavin. Could you come just take them out? Don't really come to go kill them. Lochoshen Chukla Gufay. And number four, you can get involved in the Sugya of being Rotzach, or if you like, kill them anyway. And in Yontuk, you might have had to inside the Sugya of Mitoich. Inside the Sugya of Tseido. Again, you have also as far as Ainim Nitzel over here, also like Akha Rotzmachrov, and similar ideas over here. Before, that's why the Ilim says you certainly can't take them out of the kid, he's not going to get a Chaylo, and kill them again. Don't be dying to smash them. No reason to go do that. You leave them, throw them in garbage, they'll die soon. No reason to go kill them. There's an interesting point they discuss. Can you eat these kinim? Can you eat these telas? They're not a balchai. Oh. So,
do we have to worry about all these bugs?
So, come on, discussing when you have these worms inside the cheese. That's Shumnag discusses as mutter. Or you have worm, a bunch inside the water. That's Mokim burial. The loch is on Shabbos. You can't eat these cheeses. It's until Shama. You can't drink this water over here. Said Tvare Sol, the you can. Daka Tshuva and Yardaya brings down the Sefer Eitz Chaim, Sefer Pachadis from 200 years ago. Said, I'm the Maisa, I Shkita, because you don't get Kalacha Yad. It's not going to kill things by chewing it. Therefore, he said, the Maisa, you are allowed to. He does say, Yabayam. About Shaksu, but it's a case of Taruva, it's a mixture over here, and it's the Mokim where it grew up inside, Echlami. So Echlami, if the kinim fell inside food, the kid fell inside food, then what we discussed over here, are you allowed to eat them on Shabbos? No, it's until Shishama. Something to think about, maybe not. Sorry? What's it? See the bugs again. They're not bugs. They're dead. They're not Shabbos. And Shabbos also. More on Shabbos during the week is more also.
Most of these bugs were always tiny little eggs that were unnoticeable. So all these bugs were being
mocked. That was the same thing Rafal is asking. Sooner or Rafal will have to. It's a valid point. 100% valid. It's same idea, just a different avenue. But it's a valid point. It's a valid point.
So you're saying that same machlokes shows out of chavkes against the Gavli Yashar of Nevinsal would apply to this question
of eating kinim? Yes. Yeah. It's the same thing. Fine. Sifyud is Betzem putting together a local chavkes to test together, putting the sugya of Seder and the Riga together. We have a Mishnah Davkuch of Aleph, which brought out by Ostin Davkuch Zayin. That person can cover an akroiv so it should not go bite you. That's the Tanakamu. Kamu Yoichim in the Zaka and says, Choshani, Mitzad the Sugya of Chattas. What time by us in the Bialocha and Sev Zayin? Maisa, we paskin that you'll cover an akroiv. Kamu the Gemara, and bring up Shua Balevi, and he switches the case of the Mishnah, case of the Tseido, the Gemara's case to the cases of Arigo. You have to know why the Gemara switched for it. Kamu the Gemara, Sev Shua Balevi, Kol Mazikim, Lerokim Mishabis. Let me switch again. The Mishnah's case is covering a scorpion. A common Mishum Levi says you like kill all mazikim. In fact, of Yosef, I have a price that says only Chamesh Narogim. The Gemara answers, it's Perotz Achov V'divrei HaKol. The Gemara goes on further, brings down the Rav Huna, wants to disagree, and say you can only do it Lefi Tumay. Now, Shat in the Sugyo, there is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That means you have a Shua Levi that says everything you like to kill, and the price says only five. The question is, what's Meshua Belevi discussing? What's the Bryce discussing? According to Rashi, Meshua Belevi discussing what's Rotz Akhra, they even kill everything, Tzadzikim Korach Nefesh, and the Bryce discussing what's not Rotz, it's Em Shimon. Taisa is Mamish Vakert. Taisa says the case of Meshua Belevi called Mazikim is not being Rotz, that's Em Shimon. Mashaykin the five is a case over there that's Rotz Akhra, that's the Kuli Alma. That means what says Rotz is that the Bryce or the Bryce is Machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos, they're saying two opposite things over here. Rav Huna says, even when not rots, the lochet only a few tumoy. Make it simple without going through the Rishonim. The way the Mechaber paskins, he seems to go, come on, like Rashi, and before it's like the Rosh in the Torah. That comes out, the Mechaber saying three things. Rots, everything is mutter. All mazikim lada kill. It's not rots, all mazikim lefi tumoy. When it's not rots, and there's a hey mazikim, then the Bishimon says you're allowed to kill it. There's three things. Rots, kill everything. Not rots, everything lefi tumoy. Not rots, the heimazikim, then kill them also. Now what's heimazikim? Mechab is very clear, anything that comes to bite you, and mamisim, those nechal get of heimazikim. Now that's the gate to the sukkah of Arigo. What about Tzeidva by these mazikim? So the Mishnah says, Yilada, cover a kli on top of a scorpion over here. Brought down by the Mishabua, Sikon Chav Zayin, Sikon Mem Zayin, all mazikim, Yilada cover, Yilada trap. That means it says, all mazikim, when they run after you, Yilada kill them, all mazikim, when not running after you, is the feet tumoy, kill, or you can trap. All mazikim, Yilada trap. The question is, why did the Mishnah say a case of covering with a cop? Can you set a trap and capture them? Setting a trap. Says the Sharatin, it's a call Lamates, calling a Nar Shalom. Fakarat, the Mishnah says, Dafka a cop, and not the normal way of doing it. I mean, you can't trap things the normal way. Why? If you do it the normal way, a person will look like you're doing it with Tzarech, and wants to use it for its own use. Not Mitzad coming, not to go bite you. So you have to do it in not the standard way of trapping things. You have to do it in a way to show you that the coming did not want the meat, don't want the skin, and therefore only with the cup is motor. Now I see a Ribiat, he wants a taina. If so, the halacha is dafka in the case that's mini nitzoid. They want something that you want the boss over here. But something that's enemy nitzoid, you can even trap it normally. The problem is that my mokum is coming from is coming the cup over an akur, which is a scorpion, which is not mini nitzoid. So this halacha of a cup and not a derech goes by everything. Whether it's mini nitzoid or not mini nitzoid, we have a din over here of not trapping things in the normal way that can show them I come to go use it. Void. The loch and simin shincho of ches. The mechab exam sif mem. The loch is that a person can do a lachash on a nochash. You can say a charm on a nochash that should not move. Let me see a snake in front of you. You say certain words, a flute if you want. I'm not sure.
Which words?
Certain words. I can't. 40 yet? I don't know if I can tell you. But you say certain things, and it won't move. Fekta takes yontif from the Eli Rabbo, and they said the mechab why. Saying a charm not moving is not seder. That's not seder. I don't know why that's not seder, but that's not seder. Otherwise, it's not seder. Effect is yontir, effect is eliyahu, effect is mishabruo, it's a nochosh. Seder and a nochosh, the mice is motor. Why did Mechab say there's no seder over here? It says the mishabruo calling these two achorinim, because the only time you have a heter of doing seder is only in a situation where it has to be a chshash, they might come to go do something to you. But let's say there's no chshash or chshash rochik. There's no head of Seido even in Komazikim. There was someone Taino that rats, mice, they run after, they'll bite you, they might do something, they'll shash. Mice say Taino, they're terrified of people, they'll run away from you. There was Shemati, those one Taino, mice, one of the head of capturing on Shabbos with a cup on top of it. Only rats. Now, which one is which? I don't know. But if you know the difference, then it'll come out. The Chuy of a sword from the Mishnebura that capturing a mice on Shabbos. One's bigger, one's smaller. I'm not sure if that's so. One's a baby, one's a grown up. Later. No. Fine. So if you know the difference, Echonami, you can't get catch your mouse.
The big ones, you don't have to be
chayish. Okay. Then is Shiloh, is Baal a nichol get of a tzar? That's an interesting Shiloh. If your wife's screaming your head off, is that nichol get of a tzar or not? You're saying about a tzar, about that tzar. I'm not sure which one you're saying. Find something. Fine. Now, the local here says that killing it when it's not rots, emigres lafi tumoy. What is lafi tumoy? So Rashi means, it says, it's not mechavin. You have no kavana for it. And Rashi writes over here, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds enim mechavin, Shabbos drabonon. You know, Rashi says drabonon over here, which is machalik shabon b'shoinim. Others want to say it means enim mechavin, and it's drabonon. Enim mechavin drabonon, by particular ratio, mice is motor. Ashlomov, there's a right, maybe one drabon is motor. Mice says, not how the other rishonim go. Moshe Shonim, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ran say, Ein Mechavim means that it looks like you're not being Mechavim. Avadi have Kavono. Avadi killing it. But it looks like you have no Kavono. And that's the Loshon of the Mechaber. It looks like not having Kavono. When it looks like you're not having Kavono, that's the situation when it's Mutter. So it comes out that Lalocho, Negeretu, Kol Mazikim, Rots, kill it. Not Rots, kill it Belfi Tumoy. Say it on the Maise is Mutter. The question obviously is, we have a lochet sif yud and a lochet sif tes. Where they seem to be a stiro. Sif yud was saying, Seidel is mutter with the kais. Ariga is mutter with its klolim. Again, Ariga is mutter ilofi tumoy urots. Sif yud was saying, Seidel is osir. Ariga is derais is osir. Why? What's the meaning of komazikim and a parish? Parish, Ariga deraiso, Seidel derabonon. Here, Komazikim Seder, Motor with the Kais, Harigo, Halacha is Ruatz Motor, Lefi Tumay Motor. Why? It's 10. Sif Tess, Sif Yod. Is it Stium Nehabe? So the answer is two. There's a couple of Malchim, there are five Malchim, but the two main Malchim among the Asorim is the Graz, the Mishabura. The Graz quoting the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mishabura quoting the Beis Yosef. Now, the Kesef Mishnah and Beis Yosef are the same person, I know, problem. But they're saying two different Malchim quoting the same person. The way the Graz quotes from the Kesef Mishnah, he says it's a chil between the case of Tsar versus Hezek. Sif Yud, these animals, these mazikim, they're mazik. They'll bite you, they'll rip the skin, they'll damage you, hurt you. Hezek. Sif Tes is pirish, causes pain. Pain has its halachas, that's ulcer. Say there's ulcer, ariga is ulcer. Mazik. Ariga is mice and mortal feet. Tumoy, say that by place the mice is mortar. What? Sorry?
Like
no, and all the shas oiksoi, they all have enter.
Yeah,
but
otherwise, otherwise,
no, only by oiksoi mamish.
Otherwise, there's no time, there's nothing.
What? No, if only the shas oiksoi, why is it mutter? Why is oiksoi mutter? Is that Tysus Iran? Because why? It's Siv Zion. They're doing it either Mishum Tzal Gozu or Mitzah Misasek. Oh, I'm asking again. There's Zion, there's Tess, and there's Yud. No, I'm asking Seder and Erigo. I'm asking both. He's asking Seder, correct? So, Locha on Seder, Siv Zayin is Mutter, by the case of Mishum Tzaloi Gozru, in a specific case when they're biting you. That means Tyson says when they're biting you, it's Mutter. When it's not biting you, there's no Heter. The grass is saying when there any bug, any Shamazikim, you'll have to cover the cup. Even though they're running around. Parish running around, can you do an active Seder? Should mazik you, but anything that's running around by a parish, can you kill? Can you do a tzeido? No, you can't.
Yeah,
one town, one tzezek. That's why.
Yeah, but you can say a parish is not there to be mazik you. Only if it is being mazik you. It's not like in other words, it's assumed it's going to be mazik.
I assume you're explaining the graz. Okay, could be that's lomus to the graz. At Salasheni, there's other ways of saying it over the way how the Beis Yosef. The word of Beis Yosef are Neshicha Oiketzes. By the case of these things, when it bites you, it stings you. The word of Mishmur, he goes on explaining it. Leket Tsar Kulei Hai. That means he says both these cases, Parush and Mazikim, have Tsar. But one has massive amount of Tsar, a lot of pain, you hurt. One is doesn't bother you that much. Therefore, things that have a lot of pain, that Arigas Mutter, Fitumoy, and Seder's Mutter with the case of a Kais, Leket Sar Kule Hai, the case of a Parish, then those things are also, unless it's Mamish Banigo, then you can take it off.
So where do you cut it?
Oh, that's going to lead to. That's a great point over here. Kivaldik, we're saying, yes.
Wouldn't pinworms be like Parish
then? What?
Wouldn't pinworms be like
Parish? Well, that's what I said that by pinworms, it depends how you learn, if you're the first case of Parish. That's Mamish Kivaldik. We think alike, great minds think alike. Now, one more point is that when a person, let's say, kills bees on Shabbos, what malach we're discussing, you come over to bee and you smash it. You won't get the cases. We smash a bee, what is it? That means, Avadi, over a question of Seals Shama. Are you also over an Isser of Tzedo? Why? Because when you smash it, it's dead. Is there something? Is it Seder on something that's dead? So there's Avin Nezer and Glital. He's discussing about dead fish. They set a trap, spread out a net on Shabbos to get dead fish. And you want to say Luchur Yoiver and Isser Deraisa of Seder. Isser Deraisa of Seder. Even things that are dead definitely get of Seder. I wrote this to a very chosh Rav last night. Well, back me, Dov Muzara. I can't deal with these things right now. I don't have time limits, so you can say this straight without dealing with strange things. Lamaiso, Lumas Achronim grapple with Avnez is saying over here, and they, Lumas does not seem to go this way. Chonoshani, very clear not this way, Arfa Shabbos, others, don't clearly do not go this way. The things that are dead are not Nichol together. The question really is, what is Seido? Is Seido the Seido? It has no control, and you got control? So now I have control. I was losing, I had no control of the fish, and I have control. What they said over here is that it had freedom and it lost its freedom. Something that's dead has no freedom. It's not alive. Not around to have freedom. That means basically the question is, a guy's wallet or suitcase is in the ocean going away. Can you trap your suitcase on Shabbos? This is applied to something that's dead over here. Ken Zayn. Right, so let's go with a simple understanding. Let's go with a simple understanding that say there's dafka by Bal Chai that is still Chai. Let's go with a simple Avona. I think Olim here says, Dem to the Mishkan. Call that a Svar of a Dem to the Mishkan. Something is dafka, Mamash Bal Chai. If so, the question now is.
I have control over it.
No, that's the employment. That's point. You have control. It's control. The case of Adonais is when it's running away, no one has control. It's an ocean, no one has it.
The animal has no freedom. The
bird
has no freedom.
Let's go simple. The Meister, think of me about Haifa active Seder. If so, the question now is you smash a bug. Or I caught something that's dead. Or at the moment, or like the fall saying, the second before I smashed it, I got it, and then I got it. Fall saying, depends how you smash it. Go like this, or like that, you know, it depends how your hand is, what angle. So I caught dead. All the shrikhas that they have already corralled, they have already caught. So, the Raviyah, the Sigur on Raviyah, Rishon, some Kuvdal Dalad, by us, the Sigur on Kukhaval, we discussed it. The Moor says, according to Behudo, Maisa, the Mochash, and Tuluva, you should be Chayev. Says Raviyah, what should be Chayev for? When you do the act of killing, you should be Chayev, which is the Isser of Tzedo. Raviyah writes, his first Malach, even the Issa of Seidor. Inami says the Tilish. Gemara Kuf Alva Bay says that Kol Mazikim. The Locha is a Rots Achuv. Gemara says Chayiv. Gemara says Kona Behuda Shmuel Locha Shetu Vay Chayiv. Chayiv for what? So Rabbi on the first pshat Seidor. Second pshat says Tilish Shama. Like we understand the Seidor. Basically, they point out that Rabbi Yosef said before Seidor. Rabbi Asher says I'll bring your Chloraya a circular Elamulun today that the Shelo Dog Minayam. You take a fish out of the ocean. The Gemara says, Yechayev, Pashi, over the Isser of Tilz Shama. Discuss Rashi and Taisi. Why not Seido? Why not Seido? Says Rashi and Taisi, you know why? It's needs to be aiming that already was in the bucket. Not taking from the ocean, not taking from a river. Took it from a bucket, already was caught. Tell Rashi, why say that for? Well, when it dies, it's caught at the same moment. See what? I know what you're going to say already. We'll get to what you're saying. But you want to say, we see clearly that when he kills somebody, he's an active saint over here. And therefore, Rafak goes this way, Dai Schwartzman goes this way. I've sat the shading, they want to point down the court. Taisa in the Kukhaval does not sound that way. Taisa points out that the Mishnah starts off by covering a scorpion inside the Sugil of Tseido. The Gemara switches to Arigo. In fact, Taisa, why switching from Tseido to the Sugil of Arigo for? Why switch? She wants to say, why? Because Arigo is more of a piercing, more of a reason to Aser. And therefore, Rav Huna Echadami asked for this reason only for Yitumoy. Says the parents, you know what I mean? No, I switched. Come tell you, when you kill something, you get Ariga and Seida. I'm matching two things. Not matching one malacha, I'm matching two malachas. Forget, I rather discuss Ariga to match two things. So Taisus, why switch for? I'll tell you why I switched. To be more. More. Sound like Taisus? There's no Isser of Seida when you kill something. The Sefer Loshna Zov in the 1600s writes, when you kill something, Isser of Seida over here. The Chemnitz Yisrael says the same thing, and we wrote a letter to Chaim Kievsky. He says, no, it's the Tzedo. Now, to be clear, the Chor, there are three cases over here to discuss. There's a case over here when you smash it at the same time. There's a case of Shol Dagman Ayam, is that when you take it out, best if you can put it back. So you can argue the point and say, since that the Shechita and Tzedo is not dependent one upon another, you do not have to kill it within the act of Tzedo. Since the Urcha Shabbos is against Obliash, there's no Raya. It's not totally Zeb, is it? Void is the third case over here. A case would not happen with Vasak, you shoot an arrow, you hit a deer, it's slowly dying, it'll take 5 minutes for it to die. The act of Seida happened miyad, and the dying happened 5 minutes later. You can't undo what you did. I'm speaking out. I'm pointing out there are three cases to discuss this question of how to fight Seida and Riga together. Now, it could be all three are. Chayfable, all three, you have only Chayim Tzadik and Gerigo, or we can differentiate between the cases over here. Fine, that's an interesting question. Sounds like the Machlokes Yishrenu on Baiskim, is Tzadik and Gerigo, do they go can you be chayiv hand in hand or not? We go to cases over here, and I put the sugya together. Again, we have to realize we have siftes and sifyot, parish versus shamazikim, and we have the sugya of a regular and the sugya of tzedo. Take these simple cases. We have something called a tziro. Tziro is a wasp. Case of dvorim, case of bees, and something called mosquitoes. Right? A wasp is very painful. Bees are less. Mosquitoes are less than that. So the question is, practically, under what category is it under? Are they under the category of sham mazikim? Therefore, rotach ruav, no problem, go kill it. Not ruav, lefi tumoy, say is what the case of a kais. Or in the category of parish. And therefore, parish is also less than biting you. And Arika is also, which one is it? Is it siftes or sifyot? Take these three cases. First, a wasp. A wasp, I assume the Ilm knows what it is, and Sira what it is. According to the Graz, he says the get over here is a hezek versus tsar. He writes the example that something is nichel and get of tsar, he writes at Sira, a wasp. And therefore you cannot kill it, you cannot capture it. That's his example. If it's biting you, or betaycha beget, otherwise, the mice is one tiny ulcer.
Depends on the wasp.
He write, again, I know, his words. He says the chilv din hezek for tzai and nichel get a parish of tes. At Sira, it can be also like a parish. The Ben Ishchai writes is also, and he writes the why? It's like a zvuv in a yitro, it's like a fly. There's no difference between a fly in the case of a Sira. Urcha Shabbos today writes that, do not say even see his change. He writes it twice, just for you. How about Frankel? So, like, the Urcha Shabbos have made a difference over here, right? Kenzai. Asana Shani, they point out 2 points. Number one is, that's the grass. Mishmur goes, leket tsar kulei hai. I think everyone agrees over here, a wasp is very, very painful. According to the Mishmur, Maisa should be mutter. You can even argue in the lumpness of the grass, come that's not his case. The Maisa, when you get bit by a wasp, especially by the eye or by the lip, these places, is massive hezek. You get blown up over here. You can mamish lose an hour of yeshiva. That's mamish, the hezek causes you over here. Mamish did not come for an hour to stay over here. It's massive hezek. You lose eating Shabbos over here, you lose your shluf over here. Some people, that's their hezek. Fine, each one on their own. But Maisa, you have hezek over here. You can argue the point, say, you can't kill it. And therefore, Simcha Bonim, and Rav Pozin, and Rav Ribiyat, they come on the Taino, Maisa should be mutter. That means, how does it stand to get over here? And Machloikis, Achoinim. Take a step further. Case of Dvorim. Not sure what that is. Take a step further. Dvorim. Take case of bees. Now bees, according to the ones who are machmer on wasps, like again, the Graz, and the Ben Ishchai, and the Mishlom Zalman, and the Rosh Shabbos, they're machmer. So in case of bees, they'll be machmer. Chaim Kideski is machmer, Tol Shmuel is machmer, in case of bees. Outside the Shani, but Eid, if you want to, if you want to tie it up by bees. No, only in this case. The Oedig says of Felder, Lakewood, he wants to tie in the bees. He says to Matthias, is if they don't, you don't bother them, they won't bother you. If so, you have back to the case of the Nochosh in Sindhchav Ches. If there's a Chashash Ruachis, they don't come to bother you, and there's no Chashash them to go bother you. So he said, you have no right to put them on the category of Sefyod. Because bees, the Matthias is supposedly, if you don't bother them, they won't bother you.
What if you have kids that are bothering them?
Oh, so that we'll get the question. Atzana Shani, why should be motor? Mice in the tire. You have tears in the eyes. You're in pain over here. You put on ice. You're in pain. Right? Neither one. We don't want either one over here. So, and therefore the Esam Moshe. Mutter, Yashiv is mutter, there's a krelitz or a posen. They come along and they say, Mais is mutter. Say, any minitza, blockchain, tiglugufoy, of Namental, mutter, yeah, and they get it like shashwatsim. That means killing the fitumoy, the yotach of not the fitumoy, and capturing with a cup. Mais is no problem over here.
What's the gather of pain?
So there, again, that's by the case of a nochosh. Do you think Dvorim is like a nochosh? Again, that's really your question. Is Dvorim a nochosh? No. The question, where to put it on the Sif Tes or Sif Yod? That's the question. Now, Avadi, if a person's allergic, myself, Avadi, we've got to kill them. But my Bukhari, when he comes home now, my kids are very happy because he's allergic. I'm not happy because he's allergic. But now they come to Shabbos, and my Sif, they can smash them. When they're...
Does it depend on the level of allergy?
No, the Shabbos is another round. You don't know if people go to the other room.
Does it depend on the level of the allergy?
Now... killing us? I don't know. No, that must be... It's Calvin. So, I think what he... My gate to be is... I think what he, what... Rabbi Yehuda was saying over here, a fellow says, don't run after them. If you have kids around them, first of all, there are two things. One is when they're around, you naturally go like this. It's a natural reflux. When you go like this, what happens? They go back to you. So the fact that you want to know that when you have a nachash, don't go next to the nachash. You see him on the Shabbat field, you're in the sukkah, and the bees are around, you go like this. It's just a natural reflux, and they can start to bother you because you're bothering them. And you have kids around, it's the same thing. The natural reflux around the house, they bother them, then they bother you. So to say, to be machmir mitzvah aloch and sin shinchov ches, I don't think that's practically true. I think since people bother them, not because to trap them or to say to a rego, it's just when you bother them, just go away from me. I'm not coming to capture it. I'm not going to just get away from me. No, no, then if you took, no, I said kill the feet too much. I said, killing it, now again. This kill, no, it was allergic, no problem. But now, sakono. That's hey mazikim. Hey mazikim, not ruach is mutter. Definitely get a hey mazikim. So again, I don't know, but you should not learn the hard way what level he's holding at.
Who's allowed to smash it?
Anyone allowed to smash it? I'll come to Lamaisa. Let's be practical. You're in a sukkah, you have bees over here. What do you go do, Lamaisa? You can argue the point to say over here of only the Abonin in the Minitzoid, the Rigo, also Yeshua bin Lismoich. Outside the Sheni, you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. What are you going to do? There are two sides over here. That means in the Sukkah, some people tell you the Mice is Mutter, Sif Yod, others say the Mice is also Sif Tes, Yeshua Yesh. Not sure. Have a case of mosquitoes.
Yantuf.
Yantuf we'll get to them. I'm showing you mosquitoes, Mice, I think even the Meshmua. Lekatsaku lehai, I think everyone agrees that Indian, it bothers you. That's what it means over here. Now we're in the case of a parish over here. And therefore, I do not see any safer that says to me, Michael. No, when he's oikids, you can take it out, but you're not getting it when he's oikids. But.
Sometimes
it's right there. That's not the fact. That's not Nichol Gebbifin, I don't think.
Somebody has an allergy to mosquitoes.
100% killed.
That's dangerous allergy, but yeah,
I don't know. Then it could be Nichol Gebbifin of Sifiyot. Again, anything that's.
The
when it says five, but he says la dafka these five. It's in the bites and it's very dangerous. Yeah. Now, yeah, come on, this from the one taino that also the get to bees and again these things that one has allergic. Someone taino kids have a get of being allergic, especially with the young kids. A 1 year old gets hit by the eye or by the mouth, or it's very very dangerous. And I say nichol like the category of allergic. Someone taino by children, except they point out. Yeah. They point out if there's a chash, yes, there's certainly what to be samachot.
Even
that they are more susceptible to being more of a danger. Nichol negeda for the Mishnah Berurah that Mishnah says either one's mazik. If Tes and Sif Yud is nichol, is either one is mutter, except one's leket sakulari. Again, there are two things: the graz and the Mishnah Berurah. According to the graz, is hezek versus tzar. Now, if you get someone gets blown up, according to Nichol get a hezek. Number two, even according to Mishpura, the get is tsar, is leket tsar kula high is parish. By a child gets bit by a bee, it's a lot of tsar. Mosquito, I don't think you get that. If the mosquito says they get a lot of pain, they have a lot of pain. Yes. One last point over here. One last point. Again, there is an interesting question: if is Bahola Nichol Negeder of Tzar? Let me get discussed a different time. He's asking: is women Bahola Nichol Negeder of Tzar? We'll maybe discuss it a different time. What defines the definition of Tzar?
Say the cockroaches.
Now, Rav Moshe is asking: what's the Nichol Negeder to Yontif? So, Negeder to Yontif. Let's take flies. Flies. Flies, there's no hezek, there's no tzar, there's a buzz, here or there. Can you kill a fly on Yontif? Can you do an active seder on Yontif to flies? So, Betzem, you have to ask, okay, two malachas, seder and shchita. So first, the get to shechita, till the shama, shechita is mutter for an animal. There's a sugya of mitoich. Mitoich we say also to matter the halacha of shechita and till the shama. Except the shalad, we say the halacha of mitoich, not that you want it, when you don't want something. The big mavucha achreinim, does mitoich apply when trying to get rid of something? What is that? Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos to mark this question, he says, Nafar. Those who want Taina Avad, there is a Sugi Mitoich of Yad Kamenetsky. Those who want Taina Avad, there's no Sugi Mitoich, there's a Gerelitz. Not that simple. The style is a Duke in the Mishnah Berurah. Among the Paiskim, Big Machloikis, it is a Sugi Mitoich or not. Let's just make it simple. There is a Sugi Mitoich, and therefore we took care of the Shaila of Shchito. There's no Til Shishama. Therefore, to kill a fly, no problem. Can you now capture a fly? Seidah. Now, the sale of Yaakov Kamenetsky, a fly capturing on Yontif, is the maiso to kill it on Yontif is mutter. Why is it mutter? You have two options to kill a fly. Either because when you kill it, there's no tzeder, there is only is a rigo, and a rigo say the lacha mitoich. A second svar is a fly is enim nitzayt, the lacha tzif gimel. Enim nitzayt, why is otter, osser, otu, says Shitlaran, miso. There's no miso on Yontif, mitoich. So there's a svar over here to say why the loch is that there is no iser of killing a fly, not on a bees over here, a fly on Yontif. And no, it said saved on Yontif, neither one. And therefore, the Bingdam Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you want to go kill flies, no problem. No Seder, no Riga, no problem. Dov Feinstein says, Mirkadin, Bachmatzerich, kill a fly. No, it's even better, even more reason why I'm saying, trying to take an extreme case then. Kolshkein, but I'm pointing out, if you kill flies, it's only bees.
And mosquitoes,
and whatever.
Atzad
Hashem.
To capture also?
He says, Yesh Lahakol.
To what?
He's discussing killing him. Atzad Hashem. Most of them disagree. Natural Klein, Diane Fisher, Shai Dabliski, Mr. Karelitz, Chaim Knievsky, Amy Gatshuva, Brazil Orbach, Yosef Berkowitz's question, Holger Chag Batzag, they argue. Now the gang involved said the sigil of Shchita and Seido. When they asked if Dave Schwartzman or Rafael Meissel, why is it also to kill a fly? He said, no, why it's also? Seido. Seido. Why? Because every time you kill it, it's Seido. That means they're asking to the sigil of Seido. Others are asking to the sigil of Shchita. That means there are really two things develop over here. Building upon that, once you have this Shiloh by flies, now let's discuss the Dvarim on the Sukkah. That means the whole Dvarim on the Sukkah on Shabbos. Mikan Lakan, Mesvar, Mikan Lakan. And the Sukkah on Yontif, even more of a reason maybe to make it. Well, no, you can ask her. That means even on Yontif, still Berkowitz says Osir, still Ibn Kachuba says Osir. I say the Maisa here, the Ashur, the Maisa is Motor. He also has Motor on Shabbos.
Seidah would be more
machmer. Seidah would be
more
machmer. What? There's no mitoich, but there's more reason to be mekel because maybe there's no seidah up to a regal, the regal meisim motor. Oh, mitoich. Well, we pass in from any mitoich. So there's just a building block over here that's discussing flies. That there are those that even fly like killed. So there's more reason to mekel on yontif over Shabbos by the case of bees than bees itself. How to pass in the Yesh V'Yesh? Everyone will totally do different things in the Sukkah. As far as Mikan Lakan, Yesh V'Yesh V'Yesh.
How about a mosquito?
Mosquito? We'll never get acne or flies. By Ben Hashem, next time we're doing the Sukkah of Glazes. The reason why I'm doing Glazes is Be'ik is Simon is a Daf Tzadik Dalet. Except the next Sukkah, Shel Adag Menayam, the Rishem discussed, one Malach was discussing over there. Some bring down the Yishalmi to get the Sukkah of Glazes. So that reason we're doing the Sukkah of Glazes. Let's love Rabbi.
Shkoyah.